Immigration policy behind closed doors.
Trump reportedly struck a different tone.
It's a wrap in Rio.
I declare the games closed.
The Prince death investigation.
He may not have known what he was taking.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, there's new evidence Donald Trump may be backing down from some of his harsh campaign talk about immigration. CBS's Major Garrett says it follows a weekend meeting the Republican presidential candidate had with a new Latino council.
Trump's first and only general election campaign ad released last week amplified fears of illegal border crossings.
Illegal immigrants convicted of committing crimes get to stay, collecting Social Security benefits, skipping the line.
But in private, Trump reportedly struck a different tone.
It's virtually impossible to deport 11 million undocumented workers.
Lolita Zinke attended Saturday's meeting and says Trump left attendees with the impression he understands mass deportations are unrealistic.
We need Hispanics in our country. He knows this. Everybody knows this.
On Sunday, newly appointed campaign manager Kellyanne Conway refused three times to say Trump's immigration plan would deport all those who lack documentation.
The Trump campaign is relying on the Republican Party to carry much of the weight when it comes to getting out the vote and raising money. CBS's Nancy Cordes says Clinton forces with a more than 10-to-1 staff size advantage over Trump were busy shaking the money tree.
Hauling in $2.6 million on Saturday alone at events on Nantucket and Martha's Vineyard. On Sunday, she held another fundraiser with Cher on Cape Cod before jetting to California, where Magic Johnson, Justin Timberlake, and Apple CEO Tim Cook will host more high-dollar events this week. The money will help finance $80 million in ad time spread across 8 battleground states.
And CBS's Dan Raviv says activists plan to pay a visit to both presidential campaigns today.
They'll deliver printouts of over 130,000 online signatures and thousands of comments supporting their call for more parental leave when a baby is born. Ali Dodd of Oklahoma says she and Amber Scora of New York launched their campaign because their children died in accidents in daycare.
And it was when we went back to work that we tragically had our sons die.
They're hoping Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump or their advisors at both headquarters today will focus on the issue.
And start having action. Can someone commit to action?
And former Secretary of State Colin Powell tells People magazine Clinton was using a private email server for a year before he told her that's what he did. Clinton is said to have told the FBI she took the action after talking with Powell. It's the first day of school today in Miami, and more than 7,000 kids will be attending schools in the Zika zone, where local transmission of the virus from mosquitoes has been found. CBS's David Begnaud is at Miami Beach Senior High, where there's evidence of a student cover-up.
Most of them are wearing long pants, exactly what health officials suggested. Not as many have on long sleeves, though. Health officials have told parents you got to have your kids put on bug spray at home. You can't do it at school because another kid in your kid's class may have an allergy.
Now to Louisiana and the big cleanup as the floodwaters recede. CBS's Manuel Bajorquez is covering.
Elvin Watts' business, like many others in the historic antiques district of Denham Springs, is in shambles. He says he's managed to clean up with little help.
We're doing it ourselves. We don't have any FEMA, no government, no nothing. If they show up, fine. If they don't, we're going to put this back on the map.
The historic flooding has forced more than 106,000 people to register for FEMA assistance, a one-week total the agency hasn't seen since Superstorm Sandy.
The evacuation orders have been lifted in the mountains 60 miles east of Los Angeles. The big wildfire there is now 85% contained. More than 100 homes were destroyed. With a big splash of pageantry, the Summer Olympic Games are over. CBS's Steve Futterman is in Rio.
When the curtain finally came down on the Rio Summer Games last night,
these were marvelous Olympic Games in the marvelous city.
There seemed to be a giant sigh of relief, not just in Rio, but in the entire country. With all the doom and gloom predictions before the Games, somehow Rio pulled it off. In many ways, the closing ceremony turned into a samba party statement to the world. We did it. The 2 weeks of competition included some moments that will never be forgotten.
And yes, he does it. Usain Bolt.
Along with one moment at a gas station bathroom that everyone would like to forget.
There was a gun pointed in our direction. We were all frightened.
It's over now, and amidst the Olympic glow, Rio and Brazil must go back to the harsh realities of a sinking economy and a government in turmoil.
Bye-bye, Rio.
Steve Futterman, CBS News at the Summer Olympics in Rio.
The pills that killed Prince back in April packed a powerful punch. CBS's Vicki Barker joins us now with more on what investigators know and don't know.
The autopsy quickly established that the rock star died from an overdose of fentanyl, the opioid that's 50 times more powerful than heroin. We're now hearing at least one fentanyl pill found in Prince's Paisley Park mansion was in a bottle falsely labeled as containing a mixture of Tylenol and codeine. CBS News medical contributor Dr. David Agus.
You can envision the case of Prince. He took what he thought was a lower dose of a narcotic, and it ended up being a significantly higher dose.
The medical examiner's report will reportedly call Prince's death an accident. Steve?
Well, police outside Cleveland say nine people were hurt when a 74-year-old woman at the wheel of a car crashed into a crowd at an outdoor festival. Parma Heights Police Detective Steve Scharschmidt.
It just appears that it was an accident. She made a mistake again with the gas and the brake.
The latest look at the gas pump indicates the first price rise in a bit of a while. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg.
It is up about 0.5 cent. It's a small rise, but it's a turnaround brought on by crude oil. The new price is $2.17.
There's where this morning of the death of harmonica player Toots Thielemann. His solos range from TV's Sesame Street to the theme from Midnight Cowboy and other movies. Over his long career, he played with everyone from Miles Davis to Billy Joel. Toots Thielemann was 94 years old. Pfizer says it's going to pay $14 billion to buy the cancer drug company Medivation. Specially formulated chocolate in Japan is a big seller.
Japanese women especially have a sweet tooth for so-called healthy chocolate, which contains twice as much cacao as regular chocolate. Small-scale studies have shown that a daily dose of the candy, consumed for 1 month, lowers blood pressure and improves cholesterol levels. Sales this year are forecast to hit a sweet $100 million. Lucy Kraft, CBS News, Tokyo.
Japan's now dealing with a typhoon that's packing heavy rain and strong winds, bad enough to force evacuation of the control tower at Tokyo's Narita Airport. 300 Alaskans took part in a world record fist bumping event over the weekend in Anchorage. A Guinness Book representative was there to see it. It was part of an effort to raise awareness about homelessness. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.